Why not to look at Netflix as a source of information and knowledge about AI? Well, today we're going to do that. So we're going to review the top three documentaries on Netflix that can, you know, shed some light on technology around AI or, you know, specific people that are, you know, pursuing interesting AI projects. Michelle, the first documentary that you found is called Coded Bias. It's a US documentary directed by Shalini Kantaya. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and why you picked it?
So this is one of the more recent ones from our list. So it premiered in 2020 at the Sundance Film Festival. I don't know if you know it, but it's a very famous film festival. It's hard to get into. So basically what they look into is about AI and the biases that can be embedded into the technology. So as per our previous listeners, as you know, we've talked about this recently, that when you're trying to train machine learning algorithms, it's really important to have points where you check the data and you check how the model is learning to assure that there are no biases. So it talks very in-depth about that. So it showcases the algorithm, particularly for surveillance and policing. So as Luca mentioned, this is a documentary from the States where there's a lot of issues with racial policing and all of this. So yeah, it was really good because it was able to highlight the systematic problem of why algorithms, they don't just work, right? You don't just build them and let them do their own job. You need really engineers that are diverse because you need to have the people who build them have the mindset of taking everybody into account, not just the majority.
And this is true for that kind of AI that takes decisions on behalf of their masters, you know, because, you know, if you have an AI that essentially replicates a manufacturing process, quality control, it can be moderated, it can be controlled. But if the AI is taking a decision on its own, then this bias, it's a big problem. Second one, The Social Dilemma. I heard about it. Tell us a little bit more. Another Sundance selection, right?
Yes, exactly. As well for the year 2020. So this one is very specific. So it examines the social media's design structures and how they actually target addiction to maximize profit. So for the listeners here, if you ever like go onto your social media account, right, and you look up a certain trend, maybe you like all the TikToks and they're doing some sort of karaoke song. Once you look at one of them, next time you get into that platform, not just on TikTok, not just on Instagram, across all the channels, you keep seeing these videos again and again, because the system learns that, okay, you like this video, we'll suggest more of it so that you stay longer in the platform. And this is how they maximize profit. Because remember, as we've talked before, these services are free. So really what they're buying is your attention. And then they feed you the ads, which are coming from the other retail companies that are paying these social media companies to be like, okay, show these ads in your platform, right? So in order to prove that this is worth buying for them, they need to be able to showcase these private companies that, okay, these are the number of users that we have on Instagram or on Facebook, and this is for how long they stay.
And so this is a real dilemma.
Yes, you know, it is. It's a real dilemma.
We can't live without social networks, but we at the same time, it's really hard. It's a hard life. You know, all these echo chambers, you know, that are created in an algorithmic fashion, there is an economic incentive to keep them up. So it's a mess.
It really is.
Let's check out the third and final one. What would you recommend to our audience, Michelle?
Okay, so the third and final one is a little bit more dated. So this is called Inside Bill's Brain. And yes, that Bill, of course, that Bill. There's no other Bill, right? So in 2019, they launched this documentary and it's three parts. It was created and directed by Davis Guggenheim. So he's a very famous journalist. So what he does is he actually talks to Bill Gates and he features quite prominently throughout the series. So in the first episode, they explore Gates' interest in sanitation and in developing countries. And then in the second episode, they actually look into Bill and Melinda's, their entire endeavor to eradicate polio in Nigeria and really to advance the vaccination. And of course, his famous friendship with Paul Allen, his co-founder. And in the last episode, which of course is very pressing. They talk about the issues around climate change and how they're trying to get the Gates Foundation to really look into it. And very contentiously, they look into nuclear energy because this is because nuclear energy historically has a really bad reputation, you know, like with the meltdowns and all of this in Europe, right? Even in Japan. But the thing is, if you really look at the technology, if you can account for all of the ways that it can go wrong, it's a very sustainable way to fight climate change. So they talk very heavily on that. And because of they touch upon this, they also touch upon America's relationship with China. And also in that episode, they touch upon his friendship with Warren Buffett.
That's an interesting series. I haven't watched it, but yeah, promise I will watch it over the holidays. And well, thank you very much, Michelle. These are three brilliant recommendations. So Coded Bias, The Social Dilemma, and Inside Bill's Brain. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You will find the details in the description below. And we'll see you in the next episode.